Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's go! Let's get the show going, man.
Hurry up, hurry up!
With Shane Swagger.
We don't need to hide our chub anymore.
Hey, something funny. We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
And Michael Finero.
It's never in a vacuum! Nothing is in a vacuum!
Hold on, I thought so.
We're warming up.
The Rookie Fever Podcast, part of the DF Network, empowered by DynastyFootballFactory.com.
Come on, pay attention, man. Here they come.
Now we're awake.
Now we roll.
I hear you.
You're here, bro.
That intro was like.
But I'm just saying, like, ours was super dope, by the way. Like, you should keep that.
Well,
damn, Amazon Black Friday sale. Fire Stick is only $25.
It's just about to start, Jesus.
I don't know what's going on.
Shit. Quiet.
That was awesome.
That's a deal, though, bro. You got to get that deal.
Michael Finero, I feel like I haven't talked to you forever now, but it might just be how long we got sitting here to get this show together tonight. I don't know.
Yeah, it took a little while. We got some technical difficulties, but we're off the ground.
But I don't even feel like I don't know if they were technical or not. But so you heard another voice. You heard us all laughing on the intro. We've got a couple special guests here tonight. You probably heard Two Drink. We've also got Jason out here nuts trying to chase squirrels from Capology.
I don't know if they heard that part.
What's that? And we've got Two Drink from Super Flexible and Fantasy Football Breakdown. You all know who he is.
Yep, I do both of those. What's up, fellas and ladies?
Jason, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is Jason Wallner. I'm co-host of Capology 101 podcast. We're just on a little small hiatus because one of our guys got a promotion, so he's trying to figure out how his work-life balance is going to be until we get that done, we'll be back on the show probably in a few weeks. But basically, our show is about breaking down the NFL salary cap and how it relates to making some great decisions in fantasy football. And if you listen to us, I had about an 89% right clip on guys getting cut. So, yeah, it might be something you want to listen to.
Nice. Definitely check that out. So when will you be putting out another show?
On the spot.
We're hoping next 2 to 3 weeks.
Nice.
And Two Drink, tell them a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Two Drink. I am on the Superflex Pod with Swags, and I'm also part of Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast with
some guy you
know. I can hear
you so
much
better than Swags. I can hear you me. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah, but the rest of the people here are just fine.
All right.
Where's Finero at? I feel like he's been hiding.
I'm right here. I'm waiting.
It's perfect timing.
Yeah, so we're going to change up some things tonight. We're going to get Jason's perspective on some Capology and integrate that into some of our rookies and then do some super flex rookies with Two Drink.
Yep.
Exciting week, though. We had Lamar Jackson show up this week.
Dude, 26.
That was crazy.
Did I read that right? Did I read 26 carries right?
Nope, because I think it was 27. Yeah, you read it wrong.
Jesus.
So that can hold up for like two more games, right? We're not buying that. Come on.
No,
just hand it to the Gus bus.
I think
all kinds
of
weird stuff happened in Baltimore.
What, RB8 or something like that?
I saw you wrote that stat. That's
RB7.
Seriously, though. Okay, so what do you guys think about Lamar Jackson? How do you guys feel about this situation, honestly?
Well, I'll chime in, Swags, because you and I talked about him a lot like in the last two pods, and I was actually pretty excited for him. And be honest with you, I didn't see a quarterback.
I never saw
a quarterback play that game. It was a running back. It was weird. Yeah. It was just odd. My stock for him just went way down, to be honest with you. Like, if that team didn't feel like he could throw the ball, and that was his out every single
time. That was the game plan.
That was just odd, man. I've never seen anything like it.
And that's what they want you to think. That was the game plan.
If that was the game plan, I mean, I haven't even talked to Finero about it today, but that's exactly how I feel. Like, that's what they feel if they're and there's so many people so excited about Lamar Jackson. I don't quite get it. There's so much hype around it. I kind of want a piece of him just for fun in Dynasty, but at the same time, I don't feel like you're ever going to get that production or that life back. Like, how are they going to be able to use a quarterback like that 27 times? I don't know. It's crazy. Tujic, what do you think?
It's really a wildcat offense.
Yeah.
It's really what it is. Wildcat. They're playing, you know, the Miami Dolphins, and I don't know what year that was, but.
You know, Tujic hit it. Like, guy's going to last 2 weeks running like that.
Yep.
I mean, it was the safe play for him, right? We see that with a lot of rookie quarterbacks that come in that have that run first kind of mentality. He's way better than everybody, I think, before him that's done it that way. He had one read, and if it wasn't there, he took off. And then there was a lot of times where they had designed like power sweeps with him out there, which is nuts to think about. But I think it's just, all right, maybe he wasn't really ready, but it's against a soft defense. Let's see what he can do. And we're just going to give him a couple easy reads, and then he can go dance and make some things happen. I mean, 27 carries is stupid, but look at that schedule coming up. Like, we're going to see at least this as long as he is healthy, or maybe even better as he gets a little bit more familiar with some of the pieces there. I get you guys are maybe down on it, and I'm okay with that. You're the guy I hope right now has him, because I don't know that I can buy him after last night or 2 nights ago, whatever the day is you're listening.
I put an offer out before that game hit, or even before Lamar was definitely going to start, and I was just trying to unload Tom Brady to someone who actually had a strong playoff chance, and he had no quarterback. So I thought, well, I'll just trade him Tom Brady for Lamar Jackson. And he didn't even want to get to the rest of the talks. Like, that wasn't even to him. Lamar Jackson was. So in your opinion, Lamar Jackson's stock went up, not down. Cause my text.
Yeah. Go make that trade again right now.
Yeah. Cause he denied it immediately. It was just talks. It wasn't an actual physical.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was just talks, but he didn't even want to continue the talks. And I kind of felt like it was close, but I get it. Like, you have the younger guy, I have the old man, but if you were making a playoff push, Lamar Jackson isn't going to be the guy. Obviously Tom Brady would be the guy. So I was just looking to lift Lamar Jackson off of him before he did anything. And my opinion of him went down, not up. I didn't feel like I saw a quarterback.
So here's my question to you guys. Ready for this? How would you compare Lamar Jackson to RG3?
That's what I think of. And you mean like his rookie year when he was good, RG3, not the Ravens third stringer, well, no. Right?
Like, I mean the guy now. I mean, because okay. Let's face facts, man. Like, they figured him out.
No, I hear you. But I even thought of Robert Griffin, though, and just like the injury and how they used him and how it ended his career so quickly. And that dude had a better arm than you saw in Lamar in his first game or first start.
That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you also then say RG3 is a better pure passer than Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. More experience, even just watching games.
For what we know right now, sure. Yeah.
It's not like Lamar couldn't sling it, though. I mean, he was putting up stupid numbers in the air. I get it's at Louisville, but outside of Devontae Parker, what, in Lamar's freshman year, you can't name another Cardinals receiver that's really come out of there. I mean, so it's not like he was doing it with studs, and most people would say he doesn't have them now, but he's got an arm. Like, he can let one go.
He threw the ball 19 times yesterday.
Sure.
Hey, you know who else can throw the ball well? Ryan Leaf.
But nobody's had Lamar's ability on the ground. No one.
And that's what everyone's excited about, especially in fantasy.
I get it's, you know, maybe it's not the dynasty play, but spoiler alert, especially, I wasn't even going to say it, but you guys are all down on it. You're going to hear about Lamar later on, too.
And that's what I was going to say. We're going to hear more about Tujik's perspective on some of the rookie quarterbacks a little later.
I didn't even think I could use that.
Super
guy.
Flex value coming up here. One thing before we get into the top 12. That I thought of with Jason being here from Capology, and I don't know how much you've looked at this, but what about Joe Flacco and his contract situation in Lamar? What do you think is going to happen there?
Well,
$18.5 million in 2019.
Yeah, well, the whole thing, that just depends on the dead money. So I'm bringing it up right now.
$16 million.
Well, here's the thing. They can cut him next year. They cut Joe Flacco next year, and they would save $10.5 million.
Oh, wow. That's a cut.
And on top of that, if they really want to get creative, they could use what they call a post-June 1st designation on him. And what it would do is it would take that dead money and split it up between 2 years. So it would actually give them more money up front. So if they actually were to use that, the post, they would actually save almost $20 million next year. They would have a dead cap hit of $8 million in 2019, a dead cap hit of $8 million in 2020, and they would save $18.5 million next year.
Wow.
I was told there'd be no math. I'm glad you're here.
And then maybe they could use some money to actually sign a running back.
Lamar Miller? I mean, Le'Veon Bell? I don't know.
Ooh.
Dirty.
Not too crazy.
But I'm still pegging Bell to go to Houston, but.
Yeah, you've been making that call for months.
2 years. Not months, 2 years.
Can the Steelers still put some kind of transition tag on Bell and say F you?
Mm-hmm. No. And basically what they do is it just gives them the right of first refusal. That's it. And what they'll probably barring they sign a big free agent themselves or one of their own free agents, they'll probably get a third round comp back for him just because of the formula and how it works, which we will get into a little bit more later on.
Deal. Sounds good. With that said, I'm going to fly through the top 12 rookies this week. If you guys want to stop me on anybody, interrupt me at any point, that is totally fine. To Drink, you know that. You know me. Jason, feel free to interrupt me at any point.
Sure.
But anyway, I'm going to hop into these guys. All right, let's do this. So we're going to hit the top 12 rookies, starting with number 12, Anthony Miller, wide receiver 33 with 10 points. Only two targets on two receptions, but he got the TD and one carry. I kind of like that Anthony Miller gets some carries every here and there. Still a decent wide receiver three, a little bit of regression to say the least from last week. How's everybody feeling on Anthony Miller? I already stopped. See, I can't. This is like, we can keep
I picked
going.
Him up and put him in a redraft
like this
lineup
guy
right
so
away.
So much, though.
I'll take
Camaro,
it.
You know that.
Yeah, man. Anthony Miller he's a stud. He's going to be a stud.
I drafted him in the second round.
Nice. You're starting him?
So he's chilling on bench right now, and I'm loving it.
Yeah. Especially with Allen Robinson looking the way he does. But I got to keep going. See, I'm not good at keeping going through the top 12 rookies. I'll interrupt myself. Going. So Courtland Sutton, wide receiver 31, 10 points, 3 receptions, 6 targets.
Underwhelming.
It is a little underwhelming. Royce, free the man, Freeman. Running back 24 with 12 points, 7 attempts, 23 yards. Wasn't really that great of a game. Even the yards per carry, I was hoping were a little bit more. This guy needs some usage.
He's pretty reliable with those TDs, though.
He is. He just needs some touches, though. Get the guy some reps.
Yep.
Well, under 3 yards a pop, or barely 3 yards a pop, isn't very enticing.
Not at all.
4 offensive linemen on the IR. Like, give him a break.
There you go.
Number 9, Kiki Kuti, wide receiver 25 with 12 points, targeted 9 times. I love to see the targets. The volume is great there. So pretty exciting. I was expecting him to not really be that great with Demaryius Thomas, just the vet there. So I was off on that one. But
DT with a big donut.
Yep.
Yeah. As a player, he adds to that offense. That offense really gets going with him in it.
Yep. Totally agree. Number 8, Christian Kirk, wide receiver 16. 25 points, 3 receptions, 4 targets, 7 yards. I had 16 points and 25 points on there. He did get 25 points, though. Oh, no, he couldn't have. 16 points. That's what he got. He's wide receiver.
Look, we have a math guy on here. We should have just asked him before.
We're moving on. Love Christian Kirk, though. Josh Adams, running back 16, 18 points, 7 carries, 53 yards, good for 1 touchdown, 7.57 yards per carry. And then he adds 3 receptions on 6 yards for another 19 yards.
That's your boy, Swags.
The only Eagles running back I'll even touch.
He needs more carries, though. He only had 7 carries, but he's averaging 7.5.
But it's the only one I feel even slightly good about. If
yeah,
I
totally
to
agree with you. Totally agree with you. Yeah.
I warned you about those carries.
Yeah, I'm with you. But look at the yards per carry.
Yeah, no, I got you. And a lot of that was on that touchdown run for like 29, I think it was.
It's not sustainable.
But no, Josh Adams or Freeman, they're both getting limited touches. Where you want to go?
No, I got you. I'm going to go Freeman. But the Josh Adams thing.
I like it.
He's earning his role. So, you know, that's a positive. That's an uptick there. But Swags and I have talked about him. I do not like his measurables. I know he's showing up on the field right now. And I also think I know the Eagles pretty well being in Philadelphia. and they are running back by committee. So it's going to be Josh Adams for 3 weeks. It's going to be somebody else, and then they're going to draft someone. So dynasty-wise, I'm not interested at all.
Philadelphia, what?
Yep, Philadelphia. Moving on.
At number six, Kerryon Johnson, running back 11, 21 points, 87 yards on 15 touches. Brought in both
It's just a
targets.
Sprain.
Man, I hope it's not that bad, right? But he's week to week. It's just a sprain. It's week to week. Bad time of year.
He was going to torch them.
Yeah, he was looking so good.
Just after the half, he was going to torch them.
Yep. At number five.
He had 15 touches that quickly, you know, just in that.
Yeah.
You know, that's everything you want.
Yeah. Yep. He looks so good. And he's the guy there. There's no doubt about that. He's a big, big rookie fever favorite.
Yeah. And then Kenny Galladay. I mean, wow.
Oh, that touchdown catch was beautiful.
Any chance you get to bring that up? Like, that's not even in your notes. Oh.
He's not a rookie. He's not a rookie. We're not doing a rewind, but man.
Got a rookie rewind.
Yep. He's actually one of my fraternity brothers' cousin. He was actually chilling with him on the draft and everything.
What?
Yeah. He said he didn't even know he got a signing bonus. All he wants to do is play football.
Wow.
That's awesome.
All right, number five.
Get more Galladay.
Gus Edwards, running back 8 with 24 points. 17 touches, 115 yards, one touchdown, 6.76 yards per carry. Am I the only one that owned this guy before this week?
Maybe.
This is real? Is this real going forward?
I don't know. Is this just because of Lamar?
Like, that's the guy he's comfortable with back there? And
well, what happened? He had 17 touches.
I don't get it.
I mean, he's been trying to phase out Alex Collins for a while now, for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just another buck, right? Like, it's like redraft rest of season. You're good with Gus?
No. Am I good?
RB2?
I mean, you're not starting this guy. But, I mean, I bet you he's available in...
All of them.
Yes. I bet he has, like, 2% ownership. Mm-hmm. In, if you're, like, a 12-man, 30... roster, even I bet you can go get Gus Edwards for free. But yeah, when are you going to start him? But if he does it a few weeks out,
4% Yahoo owned, like, go get some Gus, right? Schedule is so easy.
What about like flea flicker ownership?
Yeah, that's hard to look at.
At number four, Philip Lindsay, running back 4 with 29 points.
This guy just keeps showing up on this list.
Yeah, Philip's screwdriver.
At
my
what point
Royce
do we have
Freeman.
To just decide that this guy might be good?
After he gets hurt and we don't see it anymore. At number three, DJ Moore, wide receiver 4 with 31 points. And then I put, wow, I feel really stupid telling people to sell high on DJ Moore and Funches
can't
catch.
I'll go ahead and drop it right now. Fucking stud.
Oh,
that's going to cost you.
I know.
I'll give him a free one. He's pretty cool, but
we'll talk more about him a little later.
Get it. Time for you.
That was bad.
Oh, that was a great grunt. Moving on. Let's talk about a Swag's favorite.
Number two, Tre'Quan Smith. I love the targets here. 13 targets. He was wide receiver 2. You're not going to see that all the time, obviously, but 34 points, 10 receptions, 13 targets, 157 yards, and a touchdown.
I have one thing to say.
Get out of the way, Michael Thomas. That's a bunch of things. Oh, I like
it. My only thing with Smith is if they felt that good about him, why'd they bring in Dez?
And now Brandon Marshall.
Well, I mean, Drew Brees is old. Then I mean, that was those are just team moves, you know, like get some weapons around him and you know what I mean? Try to get the guy a Super Bowl. That's how I felt about Dez. Nobody cares about Dez. I think it's just a team move. Doesn't do much.
I definitely hear what you're saying about those acquisitions or attempts, but they're still just role players now. Like when you say why Dez or why you, they're just role players. They're just another body at you know on the team. It's not so much that they didn't believe in Tre'Quan. It was more my issue with Tre'Quan is him averaging 2 targets before this game.
Maybe they just thought Dez was good for the locker room.
I mean, behind Tre'Quan, we're talking about Austin Carr, and then it's
right. So they needed.
There's got to be something there. That's all.
Exactly. They needed another a body for sure. But that doesn't mean that Tre'Quan. They didn't believe in Tre'Quan. They clearly do. But this week. That's my thing. Like, this week they believed in him out of necessity. Like, before now, the week before, he had no targets.
I mean, let's face facts, too. The Philadelphia secondary is garbage.
Right. Good point.
Like, garbage.
Right.
Before all these injuries. They might be the worst secondary in football right now.
Yeah, I think Alabama has a better secondary than they do.
So we'll need to see those targets again and see what happens. Yeah, number one.
Again.
Yep.
There he is.
Barkley. Again. Running back one, 42 points, 27 attempts, 142 yards, two touchdowns, three targets.
Three touchdowns.
Two more receptions and one more touchdown. Yep.
Yeah.
And 152 yards on the day.
Yeah, can we just put him in the number one slot except for his bye week every week and just say beast and move on?
I got a question for you, Finero. With this Superflex guy on here, so he once told me that in Superflex, Mahomes is the number one overall, and I argued Barkley is now. What do you think?
Give me Mahomes.
I have to go Mahomes because of how much longer Mahomes is going to be in that slot.
What about you, Jason? Yeah.
A running back's longevity in dynasty versus a quarterback.
Well, it's not even that. It's just, I mean,
the pieces around him, how that offense operates.
Sure,
pieces around him.
Defense is a couple years away.
Yeah, so that's where it, I mean, I don't know. I just think they'll keep adding around him too. On top of that, but I just think that just with him and just the talent around him, and you know, the Giants. I mean, you know, especially for a running back, you know, offensive line and. I mean, I don't know. I mean, how long can Barkley sustain all this mileage? Jesus, the guy's a rookie already. And how many touches does he have already this year?
I don't know, but his floor is like 25 points.
Right.
No, I hear you, man. I didn't mean to shut you down like it's not an argument.
No, you're good. I'm actually surprised you took that side. But no, I will stand my grounds. I will take Barkley in front of Mahomes, and I will still take Gurley in front of Mahomes.
You're not only going to stand your ground, but your grounds?
Yes. Yeah,
all of it.
All of them.
Damn.
And I'll just wait. You know, you guys, I don't really see a quarterback go in the first round much, even in Superflex. I'm happy to wait for that run and hit a couple in between. Get me some Dak, some Winston, some of those guys Dak. Cheaper.
I'm a Cowboys fan. I don't even want Dak.
Yeah, I'll flex him those weeks I need to, and I'll stack the running backs if you guys are going to take those quarterbacks. I'm all about it. Yep.
Yeah, I think wide receivers are outscoring Dak right now.
Maybe.
I average like 150 yards and 0.5 touchdowns.
It'll get better for Dak. Don't hate on Dak. It's cool.
I mean, I hope you hate.
I'd take Barkley over Mahomes, though.
It's all right to be wrong. It's cool.
Do the listeners know where all these podcasters are from?
We told them you were listening.
So. Yeah, I didn't think about that. I just assumed.
Well, I live in Dallas, Texas.
I'm over here in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Get it right, Finaro.
Swag's from?
I'm in the Dirty Mitten.
Dirty Mitten, yes. And do you drink?
I'm down in Florida.
Yeah, so we're from like all over.
Where in Florida?
Did he mute out where he's from?
Nope, I said it. St. Yeah, Augustine. We didn't. I live there.
Okay, it was very hidden.
At the beach, bitches. That's all right.
Now that we all know where we're from.
Yeah. Got that out of the way.
Yeah, so we're going to throw it over to Jason from Capology. Oh, I had my honorable mention of Lamar Jackson at running back six. We kind of joked about that already, though. But
good one.
What a great week.
Capology 101's up. Let's hit it.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to this. Let's go.
Yeah, so he's going to identify some rookies that we are not talking about and we should be trying to acquire. Is that correct, Jason?
Yes, sir, based on contract situations and things like that. So it's a little different than how some people do it, but I'll tell you right now, if you guys listen to our podcast, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little surprised. I mean, it's our first year doing it, but we've been right on a lot of stuff. Believe it or not, I called the Sue cut. And, you know, just following the money really, you know, do a lot of things. Because what people forget is the NFL is a business at the end of the day. And these guys, just like any of us, have to justify their salary. So if you don't produce, you get cut.
I was listening to Capology, and at the end of last year, I made sure to pick up some Trey Burton shares. And that paid off, knowing that he was going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, because that's another thing, too. A lot of dynasty owners, They really don't look at the contracts. And if you know a guy can get cut, you trade him. Or, you know, I'm a big believer, trade a guy a year early, not a year late. And if you know a guy can be cut and you're looking at his production and see, dang, you know, this year he's really not going to have production where his contract is going to be next year. We'll talk about some of these guys now. You know, you can get ahead of the curve. And like I said, not a lot of owners look at that kind of stuff. I was able to trade Jamal Charles and Matt Forte a year early. I parlayed them into Zeke and Gurley.
Ooh, nice.
Dude, I don't want to tell you my running backs. You cry.
I want to hear them.
Serious. Okay. I'll tell you anyways. I mean, it's always fun to talk about. So I have Gurley, Zeke, Mixon, Bell, and Deion Lewis.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm. Is that a one quarterback league?
Yes, sir.
Who's your quarterback?
Ooh.
You got Dak?
My quarterback. Now, my quarterback situation is terrible. One thing, I'm trying to upgrade on that. Man, I mean, I was rolling out with Flacco for a little bit, and now I'm at David Carr because I have Jimmy G, and he got hurt. So I'm kind of struggling right now with the quarterback position, but it's all right, man. My running backs, they just carry the load. And then my receivers are Galladay and Thielen.
Ooh, nice. Yeah,
you were struggling at tight end, and you parlayed your depth to get who?
Zach Ertz.
Yeah, so you can do that in a one quarterback lead to get a quarterback.
Go get you some Mark Sanchez.
Oh, dirty Sanchez. But all right, let's get into this. Let's get into some of this capology stuff here. So one guy I have here that everyone should definitely be keeping an eye on is wide receiver Deshaun Hamilton. What a lot of people don't know. Actually, if you did listen to Capology, we did call that DT and Sanders will probably not be on the team next year. And that's actually the guy I'm going to focus on is Emmanuel Sanders. Denver cutting him would actually save $10 million. It would only be a $2.6 million dead money hit. And he's almost $13 million next year. So again, looking at production versus his future value, I think we all agree he's not producing at a $13 million receiver clip. And then also I was watching an interview on NFL Network. And I don't know if anyone else saw it, but DT kind of let some air out. And apparently the team actually approached him. One of the receiver coach approached him saying that they wanted more PT for Hamilton. Playing time, just in case anyone doesn't know. So they traded DT, which we called him to be off the team. And like I said, Sanders would save $10 million, which is that's not pennies. So
what the fuck is that tapping?
Sorry, that was me.
Is that you calculating their money?
Yeah, man, I'm sitting here punching my counter.
Cool.
So the next guy I'm gonna look at too is which we talked about earlier is Anthony Miller. I know they just signed A-Rob, but the way they structured his contract, cutting him next year would actually save $18 million or save $8 million to the cap. His salary balloons to $15 million next year. Wow. Right now, he has 34 receptions for 457 yards and 4 touchdowns. So I think we all agree he's not producing at a $15 million rate.
No.
And, you know, with Anthony Miller, he also has 4 touchdowns in 6 games, 5 total, which I'm not going to lie, I was kind of shocked about. And I have him, and I totally forgot about that. To put that in perspective, Ridley has 7, but 3 of them came in 1 game. So, I mean, if you actually break it down on a game-to-game consistent basis, Anthony Miller's more consistent with touchdowns. Now, the only thing that is not in his favor is he only has 1 game over 50 yards receiving. I mean, that's a little worrisome right there, but apparently the team loves him. They love his route-running ability. And, you know, the fact that he's also going to be able to maybe build a rapport with a really young quarterback.
Yep.
That's definitely in his favor as well.
And if I remember right, didn't he miss a game at the beginning of the season or preseason or something?
Sure did.
Yeah, sure did. Take that away too. So,
great. All right, and third guy we got here is Goddard. I don't know how you pronounce that guy's name, but the tight end for Philadelphia. And I know it's going to be a little bit of an unpopular pick because if everyone's going to say, oh, well, they got Zach Ertz. Well, if you actually look at it as far as their receiving core as a whole, Tate is a rental. Aguilar's in his option year where he's going to be a $9.4 million cap hit. And if they do not pick up his options, it saves $9.4 million. So, you know, that's not chump change. And again, Jeffrey's contract balloons tremendously to $15 million next year, increasing by $11 million. So they might need to reallocate those resources to, you know, be able to stay underneath the cap. Because I don't know if you guys all remember, they were over the cap by a ton to begin the year. So they did the typical stuff where you restructure contracts. But however, all that is putting on a credit card. You're just passing the buck down the line. So all it does is increase his dead money hit. So next year, if they wanted to cut him, he would actually be a $20 million dead money hit and would actually be a negative $6 million in savings. So,
Jason, I got to ask you a question. I heard it on another podcast or somewhere that the Tate thing, they gave away a third round pick, and when they get rid of him, they get a third round compensatory back. Is that right?
I don't know where you heard that from. That's absolutely not correct. there is a formula that is in that. And in order for Tate to be considered a third round compensation pick, he would have to get an annual salary of about $15 million.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I'm pretty sure we all agree here on this podcast that Tate is not going to get $15 million next year.
No.
So, yeah. And also you have to take consideration that the Eagles do not even – they don't sign any free agent or even any of their own free agents. Because any kind of free agent, your own or anyone else's, plays part in the formula. So they can't sign anyone at that, you know, a high profile free agent, which they seem to do a lot every year because they're actually kind of, I mean, whether or not, you know, Philly fans want to believe it or not, they're actually using Jerry Jones's kind of approach where they're just like, okay, win now and just who cares about the future? Well, someone, the Piper's gonna have to be paid, or, you know, as they say sometimes, the bill always comes due. So there's gonna be a time where they might have to do a reckoning where they're just gonna start cutting some guys that they really don't want to, but they have to. Just so we can get underneath the cap and things like that. So he's not going to get, I highly doubt, unless someone's really dumb, he will not garner a third round compensation pick. So wherever you heard that for now, tell them to start fact checking.
So if he even got 8 or 9 million, would that draft pick go down to like maybe a fourth?
Yeah, it can go down to a fourth. But again, the whole thing that also.
If they sign somebody for 8 or 9, right, then it nullifies. Okay, I get it.
Nullifies it. Or even, it could even be less than 9. It could be around 6 even.
Right.
And it just nullifies it. So they can't sign anyone of substantial value if they want to get a comp pick back for like a fourth rounder or something. And then again, they have to hope that other teams in the market view him at that value. You know, he is 30 years old. He's a physical wide receiver. I mean, he really hasn't done much in Philly. I mean, I know he just got there and you have to, you know, get used to the system and everything, but, you know, he hasn't really done much since he's been there. So, yeah.
Hey, look, man, I love talking about this because, like I said, I'm a believer in this stuff. I feel like not enough fantasy players use it. Can I squeeze one more out of you, a little bonus guy, maybe a fourth dude?
Sure, absolutely. And it's a guy everyone forgets about, Geis. And a lot of people are going to sit there and be like, wait a minute. You know, they got AP. Well, AP's on a one-year deal. He's 33 years old. He's only like a $600,000 cap hit. So that tells you they really didn't think much of him. And now the one guy everyone always going to bring up, Chris Thompson. Well, next year he's a $4 million cap hit. And in an age where the running back position is devalued, that's quite substantial, you know, resources put to the running back position. And they would save, if they wanted to cut him, they would actually save $3 million towards their cap. He's in the last year of his deal next year. And as I said, again, you know, the team brought in AP and they drafted Geis, you know, and I'm a firm believer. Right. I know everyone wants to say, oh, you know, he's playing now. Well, I'm a firm believer that if they really liked Thompson that much, they would not have drafted Geis. And well, they would not have brought in
Thompson's AP. Just not even that kind of running back either.
Right.
And you remember, that was what everybody was talking about with Geis. Before Geis got hurt, everybody was talking about, oh, well, Geis will never, ever receive the ball. He'll never get any of those downs. It's all going to be Thompson. So, you know, hearing that Thompson's in the last year of his contract and they can save $3 or $4 million by releasing him, it kind of makes you as a Geis owner even more excited, right?
I have Geis. I forgot to tell you that. Yeah. I have Geis. He's on my IR. So.
I mean, if you're telling me that they're going to use Geis like they used AP this year, I'm all about it. I'm all in on Geis.
I think they will. And I think they'll use him in the passing game, too. Because believe it or not, I don't know if everyone remembers, but there were a lot of people that had Geis above Barkley, you know, coming out of the draft. So, I mean, I'm not saying I was on that boat, but, you know, some very knowledgeable people out there did have Geis above Barkley as far as overall running back. So, again, they were second round pick. That's not a small pick.
Yep. Love it. So as playoffs approach, depending on your situations, I mean, go see if you can go get some of these guys. Definitely hit up Jason at Capology. Hopefully he's got something out for us in 3 or 4 weeks. We're going to hop over to Scouting Academy, and then we're going to go see what Two Drinks got flexed up his sleeves for us from the Superflex show.
Nice.
We'll be right back with some Superflex from Two Drinks.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at DynastyFootballFactory.com.
Yeah, Scouting Academy. Got to check it out. Go to DynastyFootballFactory.com. Save money now. Check it out. And I think we have someone that we just heard. Am I right, Jason?
Oh. Hi, guys.
It is our spokeswoman, Jasenia.
Who is that? Oh, hey, Jasenia. What's up?
Hello.
How are you guys? I'm good. I'm just here dreading the cold, and Jason gets to rub a lot about the Texas weather. But how are you guys?
Great. Good. And yourself?
Welcome to Rookie Fever. Scouting Academy.
Yes. I'm
one of your promos.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited about everything. Everything looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Guys rock. I'm really happy to be a part of this family, this team. And yeah, I mean, I have some pretty cool stuff that recently has happened. I dropped a record. It's a pop record called Power Numbers, and DJ Snake happens to really love it, and he's hoping that my next song is going to be great, so maybe we can do something, possibly a remix. And I have, you know, a new page. Should I talk about that?
Sure.
One of my only bands.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
But I want people to know that, like, OnlyFans is not what people think it is. I mean, it is open to whatever you want to post, and some guys and girls go a little XXX on it. I'm like a mini XX minus the big X. So it's stuff that I can do with and live with, and I'm sure the guys really like it. So I figured I'd drop it here. Why not? Extra way of promo. But you know, Mike, when are we getting together and filming some more stuff? Because there's people wanting to work with me, and I'm like, no, man, I'm here with the Dynasty Football Factory.
Yeah, I'm all about it. Let's do it. Where do we find this XX small X stuff?
It's a small X.
Oh yeah, where do we find this small X big X stuff?
It's called onlyfans.com/Jasenia.
All right, cool.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Kind of crazy.
And what about the music?
The music can be found on iTunes. You just type my name, Jasenia. I have a verified account on Spotify. It's available download on iTunes. It's on Audio Mac. It was also trending worldwide for like 3 consecutive weeks. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Very cool.
And yeah.
You were worldwide one time?
I was worldwide for 3 weeks.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that was really cool. I was excited.
Well, thank you so much for saying hello.
Yeah, thank you guys. Have a good night.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to go post an small X, big X photo right now.
Yeah, give a shout out to the Rookie Fever.
I'm going to say, guys, if you're interested in peaches, you definitely want to get on it.
Okay, sounds good.
Good night, guys.
Thanks to Sandy. Good night. All right, so now we're getting that was a beautiful segue to Two Drinks super flexible segment. Let's hear it.
How am I even supposed to think after that, dude? You messed me all up. Good lord.
Are you Googling the small X thing right now? Are you ready to
close a couple boxes, dude? Let me close a couple boxes on my computer. Hold on.
Other people are opening boxes while you're closing them.
Still, whoa, too far. We're doing a show here, fellas. All right. I wanted to talk about Lamar Jackson earlier because you guys don't like it. That doesn't make sense. And I even wrote him here next to Baker, as in I'm not going to get to talk about these guys because you won't let me. But you guys are all off on it. So why are we not okay with Lamar with his, 17 passes? What'd you say? Like, the floor is there. We're okay with Russell Wilson only throwing it 20 times because the floor is safe. We're okay with how many times did Baker throw it before the bye week? He was 17 to 20. I get the efficiency is there, but he's only thrown it 20 times. The schedule for Lamar is ridiculous. Oakland, Atlanta, Kansas City, Tampa Bay, the Chargers in week 16.
That's a redraft argument. Like my argument with Lamar Jackson, he doesn't look like an NFL quarterback.
Okay,
Baker Mayfield has 285 attempts in 8 games.
I got that. Let's play it from Dynasty. Why can't you buy him right now? Because there must be other people that feel like the three of you and that his stock is down. And then sell it at the end of the season when it's even higher, because that's not the best game we're going to see from him.
And actually, you know what, T-Drake, this might be the difference between Superflex and a one quarterback league. Is that fair enough? Because I think I'm literally attacking you right now from a one quarterback league mentality, and that's unfair.
You asked me on here for Superflex.
Yes,
you even specified in text that you want
Superflex. I am calling my own shit out right now and saying Lamar Jackson is absolutely viable in a two quarterback league.
Well, everybody Superflex. Is. Everybody Andor. Is. Mason Andor. Rudolph's viable in a two quarterback league.
Oh, nope. Do you hear that?
So I wrote Mason Rudolph, Kyle Laletta, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to talk about him unless somebody brings it up. Yeah, that's literally what my notes write. I will send that to the group later. That's what it says on there.
Secret notes.
Do you really think I'll show them to you? That's a cool fan, by the way.
How about this? Are you so strong in your convictions that you want your entire segment to be about Lamar Jackson?
I have a bunch of other down here, but if you guys want to fight me on it, I will beat every one of you up.
All right, so
I'm flexing hard right now.
So
bring it. Go ahead.
Are you gonna
bring it like a giraffe or a seagull?
Oh no, definitely a giraffe, bro.
Are you not distracted by my video?
So you own Baker Mayfield.
These are the pictures that you can see on OnlyFans.com for Jasenia.
Hey, we're not recording this. People can't see that but us. I mean, I appreciate it.
It's all right. I'm just letting you know so you could just so they hear your reaction will be good.
So would you – I want to give you Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson for your Baker Mayfield in Superflex.
So I have Josh Allen as the next guy on my list here. So let's go.
Answer
for a
my
second
question.
Oh, damn.
Oh, this guy.
Answer my question, bitch.
I'll take Baker because it's
safe. Exactly.
Well, you gave 3 firsts for Rosen last week. I know I can get way more than that from Baker.
So, I know Baker what you're is saying is you agree with us on right Lamar now. Jackson. You just think that he has an inflated super flex value at this point.
And I think we have a lot of good games coming up. What leads into next year? Who knows where the players go and stuff like that. But I
think
know that
they're
his
try
value did not go
for him
down
to be
like
the
you
guy.
Guys believe it did.
I totally agree with you. I was surprised. You three are the first. I feel like you're the first 3 people I've talked to all day that feel like that was a crap game to watch. I think that everybody is hyping this because of the 27 touches. That if that's how they're going to use him, this is so awesome. Fun to watch. I totally agree it's fun to watch, but it's not the team I like, the guy I want to put around my team. I mean, look at all the quarterback injuries, and then if that's the guy you're gonna throw, I wouldn't give you 3 firsts for Lamar Jackson, even if he's gonna get me those kind of points. When's he gonna go down? How often can I use him? I don't know, man. I'd rather see a slinger develop than a runner go down.
That's fine from you, but he will command those same 3 firsts that you gave to Rosen by the end of the year.
Yeah, it's hard to dispute.
I think you're high.
Yeah,
I'm
man,
not debating
know,
that fact, but we're talking about Lamar
you're
Jackson.
Drunk. Are you drunk right now, too, Drink? Are you drunk?
Lamar Jackson is super tough to get in super flex right now. Like, people do not want to let go of him.
He has a smaller – he doesn't weigh even as much as RG3 does. Or if he does, it's like – I think RG3 weighed 212. He weighs 218. Come on, man. Ain't no running back doing that stuff.
But
I mean, running backs don't even stand up with that kind of weight.
So, talk – everybody out of buying him for those 3 firsts that
because
people are going to demand and people
play,
are going to go get.
I'll tell you right now, that's because his play is not sustainable. Not sustainable. You can sit there and say whatever you want. It is not sustainable. He will not run the ball 20 times every game. And not even that, let DCs get 3 games on him and they will have him figured out. Take away the first option, he got nothing.
He didn't even have a touchdown on the ground or in the air. Yeah.
What was that?
Right.
He didn't even have a touchdown.
In the air raid, yeah.
On the ground or in the air.
It's even worse.
Right. So that's fine. I totally get it. But I'm saying he will be worth a lot more than he is, especially to you cats right now.
Not to me. To a lot of people, again, though. I agree.
To people that will buy him. This game is not about whether you like a person or not. It's about getting stuff at a lower value and getting for more. Like, are you playing by names? Or?
But I'm here to tell you to look a different direction if you're willing to spend that kind of draft capital or players or youth or any kind of your future. Look a different direction than Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying that you don't need or want a quarterback. I'm saying, I don't want any. Not at that price.
I've never been a fan of a running quarterback. Ever. They don't last. They don't last. Defenses figure them out, and then they're done quickly, very quickly.
But I do agree with you, right, Tujik. I do agree with your super flex value of him and how it's inflated.
They're top five.
Russell Wilson also has freaking tree trunks for legs.
And he doesn't just have John Brown.
I get
the
size factor. I'm not going to argue on that. There's no way to do it. I totally get that. But and Vic was shorter and much stronger than Lamar. But nobody runs the way he does. I get it's not going to last. I'm not telling you this is the effing quarterback that you're going to have on your damn team for 10 years. I'm telling you that right now, if you go get him, he will be worth more next year at the end of this year is what the effing question was for y'all that wanted me to ask.
Who's done first, Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson?
In all fairness to that take, I think after listening to Capology, we all know that Flacco's out, right?
Right.
So if Flacco's out, worth more?
Flacco's out. How does Jackson's stock not skyrocket?
Because he's not going to be able to sustain this play.
But that's not what Tudrink is saying. Tudrink is saying right now Flacco's going to come back in 2 weeks, right? And then Jackson's stock like hovers wherever it is. And then when Flacco gets cut or whatever gets released, blah blah blah, week one or in the offseason next year, Jackson's stock will skyrocket again.
I just think people, you know what it is? I don't think people, while people might be sitting there looking at the short term, I think when it comes to that, when you ask anyone about the long term, because again, I know Tudrink doesn't care about that, but this is Dynasty, and that's what we do is the long term.
Well, as long as he's talking about a flip candidate, he's right.
But
he's
no,
talking about long term.
I think everyone's going to say his game is not sustainable. That's, I think that's going to be the number one. His game is insane. I'm not giving up my future for a guy who's going to be an 8-week fill-in.
No, I think what Tudrink's – I don't think Tudrink's disputing that he could go down with an injury. I think he's saying that that value will skyrocket, whether it's just hype alone. It doesn't mean you're the guy that's going to go out and be the buyer of him. But I have to agree with Tudrink's take that – and even Frenero now – that when that happens, that value is going to go through the roof hype alone. I mean, people – yeah, I don't know. It just happens so much with hype alone. I mean, are you a buyer to drink or just you're just saying that that's the value is going to skyrocket?
I don't know that I could get him right now. Like, again, on my notes, I have Dangerous Baker and Lamar Jackson wrote up at the top and figuring I wasn't going to get to talk about those guys. But as soon as the three of you crapped on Lamar's bad game and all the hype, I felt like I needed to bring it up.
Dude, no one's saying it's a bad game. It's just not an NFL quarterback.
No, I got you, but the way my question was different than yours was, right? You were getting three guys that nobody's looking at. Mine was three rookie values that should be on the rise in 2019. If regardless of if Lamar even playing any more this year, if Flacco's not the quarterback and Lamar is, he is worth more than he is right now. Right. That's all I'm trying to say. I don't need to play Dynasty for 5 years with this guy as my quarterback. If I can get him right now, and sell them to not one of the three of you. I get that. But anybody else out there in the world, because it is hard to get Lamar right now, even after that sustainable game.
Yep.
It is hard to go get him right now. You're going to get more once we know Flacco's out of the way and he's not going to come back and maybe peekaboo those last couple of games on you. Mm-hmm. That's all. Number one. This will be a quick three players, apparently. We've kind of already touched the other ones because I felt like I was kind of pigeonholed into only the rookie quarterbacks here. So
who did I touch?
Well, I don't know who you touched. That's a different program.
Who's that number one guy on the list?
Well, Number one was Josh Allen, but I had to put Lamar there. I want Josh Allen coming back because I think he's still the least out of those rookies in terms of value of what you have to pay to get him right now.
I agree.
And he doesn't have any weapons. I get Shady maybe there again another year is kind of what it seems like. I think that's crazy. But even when he was in before with no weapons, he's very athletic. Again, he's a big guy that still has, I think, a safe floor because he's more athletic than we give him credit for out there hurdling linebackers.
He has more rushing touchdowns than Lamar Jackson.
There you go. And he has, again, he's dealing with Kelvin Benjamin. It's nice to see Jay Jones kind of turn it around, but give that guy one other weapon out there or at least something. And again, his value is going to go up.
Yeah, I mean, his value is low right now. People just laugh at Buffalo's offense. So I agree with the low value as a start.
What happens when they get rid of Shady, though?
Who's he?
Have you liked what Shady's production is? I get it's a name back there and defense have to key on it, but I got to feel if they get rid of Shady and that money, you're the money guy. There's going to be money there to go around. You tell me nobody's going to Buffalo this, you know, in free agency.
Give it to Marcus Murphy.
No, I mean, they'll have to overpay tremendously to get people to go there.
Like the Jets when they pull in Bell, not the Texans. But next, I don't want to talk about those rookies anymore. I'm going to throw a little curveball in here, and I'm going to go to Devy because I feel like people are kind of down on him. But I'm going to throw Will Greer out here. Little different take here, but I started to dive a little bit more into my college stuff too.
Next Giants QB.
Yes, that. Exactly.
Yep. Yes,
I love it. The way he can sling it.
Yep.
He is more athletic than I think he's given credit for. Yep.
Mobile enough.
Has shown growth in a couple different systems. He's not just a spread guy. He did run more of a pro style at Florida his freshman year when he was crazy until he had to take some deer antler piss or some shit. But yes, I'm looking for some Will Greer, and I just wanted to throw a little twist in there on you guys.
I love that call.
So do you think he's going to be the first overall pick next year?
No, but I don't think the Giants are picking one.
I do.
Not number one.
Cool story, bro.
Not number one. They just pulled two wins together. They'll probably win next week on top of that. I don't know. Yeah.
If Greer isn't a first quarterback taken off the board, it's a mistake. I'll put it that way. But I would love for him to get to the Giants.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'd love to get some heat from the Devy guys, too, on that one. So maybe we can get another cross promo in here.
Joe Flacco go to the Giants.
What's that?
Joe Flacco to the Giants. Oh, sorry. I'll let you guys talk.
You both talked again at the same time.
Doesn't matter. Flacco's going to the Dolphins. I've already decided that. It's gross.
Jason, what was that?
So I would not want to put Greer or any young quarterback behind that O-line.
Okay. All right. Swags?
I said Joe Flacco to the Giants.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that happening. You put Joe Flacco behind that line, let him get beat up.
That's disgusting. Moving on.
I did my three. You guys are weird.
Did your three?
Threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Let's get a quick shout out from GT Bets, and then we're going to give these guys some rapid fire questions, and then we're going to tell you some rookies we're so thankful for.
I need a drink.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. gtbets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to gtbets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Rookie Fever in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. GTBets.eu, it's game time.
Yeah, I need a drink after you talk about Lamar Jackson.
GTBets.eu. All right, Swaz, I got to give you an update on my GT bet last week. I did Kerryon Johnson over Mixon.
Ooh, you won that then, right?
Very nice.
I sure did.
Nice. Good work.
Kerryon didn't even play the whole game.
Nope.
Yeah, check it out. GTBets.eu. It's working well for me. I've already doubled my money. Check it out.
Promo code Lamar Jackson.
That's not the promo code.
Oh, sorry.
And we weren't supposed to talk about him anymore. You did. He's not a promo code. Lamar Jackson is not a promo code.
I guarantee
you put Lamar Jackson into the promo code area, you will not get a 100% bonus.
Cheat code.
Will you put in? You put in Rookie Fever, you'll get one. You know what won't get you one?
Lamar Jackson.
Don't say it.
Yeah, thank you. Moving on. Swags, please. Moving on.
Yeah. All right, please. So we've got some rapid fire questions. We are going to throw to these guys. Friends. The idea of rapid fire is for these guys to answer the questions in 30 seconds. If I could read the future, happens. I would say that it'll probably be 30 minutes of questions at this point. So we might cut a couple questions out. So
I'm getting mine in.
Yeah, maybe.
No, you don't get one.
So Finero, you got some wrote up, and I have some wrote up.
I guess we have them wrote up. I believe they're written up, but they can be wrote up.
It's dirty mitten stuff.
Wrote them up.
Dirty mitten. All right.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm gonna go to Jason with my first one. Is that okay?
Fire away.
Sounds good.
Jason.
What?
Real plain and simple. I need you to explain to me why are Philadelphia fans assholes?
Oh my God. First of all, I would never live in Philly. I mean, unless I had a job that paid me like a ridiculous amount of money, never living in Philly. But Philadelphia, first of all, you'd think they would be a little happy after they won the Super Bowl. But then I understand why they're mags. It took them 60 years to do it. And in those 60 years, they saw everyone in the division win multiple rings before they even got one. So welcome to the damn party, guys. Welcome to the damn party.
Nice. But, kept it under 30 seconds.
I can't stand them. I got some friends that are Philly fans, and they're pretty cool. But as an overall whole, I mean, come on, man. When you got to grease up your own poles because people are going to climb them, let's get some class, man. Let's get some class. Act like you've been there.
All right, so we lost all our Philadelphia listeners.
I lost all my Philadelphia listeners.
Swags, what's your question?
All right. I don't know if I have a question that'll bring out those emotions, so I feel inadequate, to be honest with you.
What's new?
I know. Jeez. It's not a Chubb week. So.
Chubba, choo, choo.
Will Mason Rudolph and James Washington play together again?
Is this to me?
Yeah, sure. For both of you. You guys can fight about what that, too.
Yes.
Will under Mason 30 Rudolph seconds. And James Washington play together again?
Yes. Practice happens like 5 times a week.
That doesn't count, smartass.
I answer your question. Next question.
Are you trying to like win on how fast you can answer the question?
All right,
if
Jason.
So I'm winning.
Jason, this one's for you, and I kind of touched on it earlier.
Yes.
The Ravens are spending less than $3 million on Dixon, Buck, Collins, and Gus. Will they spend some money in free agency on running back this offseason?
Yeah, because they're going to have a ton of money after they cut Flacco.
But you think that's where they'll spend it?
I don't know. I mean, they got some problems on defense. They got to fix. They got some online issues. I don't know. I really don't know if they want to. I mean, do you think they're okay with their receiving core? Bringing in Crabtree and stuff like that? I mean.
Yeah, it's not great either.
No, but I mean.
Man, if that's a hard question to answer. I mean, 30 seconds, man. They got a lot of problems.
I mean, do they need a receiver if all they're going to do is run the ball?
Well, yeah, because clearly when you don't have a receiver, I mean, ask the Cowboys, if you have a receiver, it makes life very difficult.
Keep John Brown healthier longer.
Maybe we don't need any wide receivers, right? What is the quarterback just run the ball every play?
Right.
That's right. He's got 30 carries a game.
Yeah, just save money on the wide receivers. Get nobody out there.
All right, no more Plus Ravens
you want that guy to be wide receiver anyways.
The don't Ravens, we're done with either. The Ravens. Hey, so do you have any more questions, Panero? No, we just can't talk about the Ravens. None of us even like them. And
all right. this is for both of you too, and this comes from some,
there's three of us.
Well, Swags doesn't answer it.
That's lame.
I know you think it's lame, but it's our rules.
Fair enough. Let's do it. All right.
So it's for the both of you, our guests. And the question is, because this happened to me recently, and I'm just getting a little pissed off by it, and I want to see if you're pissed off too. Why do people freaking double park?
Oh, don't even get started.
Oh, I hit a nerve.
Wow, you guys are rude.
It's because you're in Philadelphia and they're assholes.
I was wondering, is it because I live in a city? Is it because I live in a city and people double park? When there's a fucking parking spot, five back?
10 feet behind him. There's a damn parking spot. Whoa. All you gotta do is walk 3 extra steps, man. 3 extra damn steps. No, instead I gotta wait behind your ass with your hazards on, and there's oncoming traffic, and now I can't move.
Whoa. Yeah, we don't have those problems. Like somebody, I thought double park, like the guy like parks over the line, so like he like feels like he has a nice car, so he takes up 2 spots.
No, that's not
like you're talking about. You don't even like know what double next parking to you. Is. No, yeah, you guys are stupid if you live in a place where people can double park you. Why do you even do that? We can't do that. I mean, maybe downtown St. Augustine, but there's like 30 parking spots, so like just walk a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I say.
But like I'm saying, like it's. Like for you, like it's all right. You just walk.
So we should just move? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, that would be a better plan, but you guys, I don't want you guys down here. There's too many.
Or just, I like a just, biz- just I have a take the first spot you see.
Here. I mean, can I just stay and deal with it? Or do I have
I mean,
to take the bus?
I mean, not if you're going to complain about double parking like that. You guys are crazy.
Take the bus.
It can't be that serious.
Go to a parking garage.
Is. Very dangerous.
Go to the parking
no,
garage.
Really? No, it is serious, man. Because again, you know what it is? It's just all about it's just selfishness. All you're just thinking about is yourself and how you it takes a quicker trip. You know, instead of walking 3 extra steps to get to your door, you're like, oh, let me just park here because it's gonna be quick. Well, you know what? There's people that come in behind you. There's people that are coming down on the incoming lane. So now I gotta sit there and wait for you.
When they piss you off, who are you thinking about?
Jason. No, Jason Swags. It's time to zen. We need to transition into things we're thankful for. Because Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and I want to talk about 2 rookies that I'm thankful for.
All right. I don't know if Zen is probable, but let's do this.
Hold hands, relax.
Kumbaya, awesome.
Calm down. It's just double parking, Jason. It's no big deal.
All right. Well,
it is. You know, now I got to inconvenience my life because you're a lazy bastard.
Well, here's what we'll do for you. This is what we're going to do for you, Jason. Because double parking has messed up your life so much, we're going to let you tell us what rookies you're thankful for first.
Okay.
So here's that dude out.
Just real quick with the double parking thing. You know, if you guys don't deal with it, you know, it's kind of like you guys said with me and the Superflex. I don't
True.
Like Superflex, so I can't talk about it. You guys
100%.
Don't talk about it.
It's just me. But fair enough. You win that one. I'll win the Lamar Jackson. Got it.
So, okay. So, rookies I'm thankful for.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes. I'm unthankful for him. I'm actually going to throw a little curveball in here. I don't know if we got some IDP guys out there or not.
Oh, nice.
Rookie I'm thankful for, very much so right now, my man, Leighton Vander Esch. Dude is a stud.
He does seem like it.
Already has 100 tackles and he didn't even start the season. So that's one guy. another rookie I'm thankful for is, again, a guy we talked about, Anthony Miller. Got him in the second round of my draft, early second round pick. Four touchdowns in 6 games. You know, I feel like he's going to build a great rapport with Trubisky there. And with A-Rob not really, you know, earning his money, it's just – kind of opens the door more up for him. So yeah, I'm thankful for him too. I mean, he's just chilling on my bench right now, but seems like he's going to be, pretty fruitful for me.
I like it. Dude, Drink, do you have any rookies you're thankful for?
You know, I do.
Don't do it. I almost wanted to have you go last.
Come on.
Anyone but Lamar Miller. How about Lamar?
I think he's going to say Lamar Miller is my first and second.
Jackson, you mean?
Yeah, and Lamar Miller.
I'd be thankful if you guys would shut the hell up and let me give you my 2 thankfuls. Jeez, it's Baker Mayfield. Hello.
Nice.
Can we go there at least?
Yeah.
You guys are killing me.
Go there. I can't believe we went through this whole freaking episode and he barely has been mentioned.
Right? I blame you guys. You wouldn't even let me. I tried in the beginning. I'll do it now.
I was told I wasn't allowed to talk about quarterbacks.
So... Baker Mayfield is the one guy I'm thankful for. The number 2 guy can be found at LJ_ERA8. And I'm going to leave it at that because holla at your boy Lamar Jackson. I'm out.
Oh, my goodness. Finero, who
Hit
are you
Hit me up on Twitter,
for?
Lamar.
All right. So I have some Scott Fishbowl team I'm pretty proud of. And
it's all right.
And I drafted because I hated all the aged wide receivers that were late in this draft. So I picked a lot of rookies having rookie fever. And I had a hard choice picking from all the rookie wide receivers. So because Anthony Miller was already picked, I'm going to say my two thankful wide receivers on my Scott Fishbowl team are DJ Moore and Calvin Ridley. Ooh. They have come in big for me. I also own Anthony Miller, but we'll leave him out just because he was already mentioned. It turns out drafting all these rookies at the end of my draft has been very fruitful, especially with losing AJ Green recently to injury. Yeah, so DJ Moore and Calvin Ridley, used in the right place, have absolutely helped this team. So I'm very thankful for both of them.
Love it.
I'll be honest, man, I wasn't really high on DJ Moore coming out. I mean, I was a little worried, but man,
I have no AJ Green and I slide DJ Moore in there and get that kind of game out of him. Thank you.
And on the week of Thanksgiving,
I get to be thankful too, guys.
I know you do, and I can't wait to find out who you're thankful for.
Here we go.
Philip Lindsay.
No.
Yeah, he hates Philip. We're anti-Philip here.
I'm well aware. So I'll be thankful for Sir Nicholas, just to get it out of the way.
Sir Nicholas.
But I want to be more thankful for a couple other guys, just like a little less popular. I want Chris Herndon. I'm pretty thankful for Chris Herndon.
Hi.
I think that he showed up well in a really crappy situation and could be the tight end of that future. I think we said it last week. The only player I'm really interested in there is Herndon and probably Darnold in a super flex league. And I'm also thankful for Cortland Sutton because I've been able to sell high for him all over the place and get assets that I actually want to win in the future. And those are the players I'm thankful for.
Nice. Like a tight end sneaking in there.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Very thankful for all of you. Everybody have a happy holiday. Thanks to Two Drink and Jason coming on to Butt Heads.
You're welcome. And thank you so much.
Making this super easy to edit for us.
I blame most of that on Frenera.
Had a super great time with you guys, though. Thanks for coming on. Tell them who you are. Anything about you want to know, or if you guys want to fight really quick before we get out of here, or whatever.
Nope. I'm at
paper, rock, scissors to see who goes first.
Rock at FL2 drink minimum. And I'm the best host at FF_breakdown. I do that with some show, some guy named Swags. He's all right. And then I'm also at Superflexpod, where you can learn all things super flexible. I also do that with Swags because apparently I can't get away from him. And our boy Steve at The Real Halepka is over there. So come check us out, all those places. Hit me up. I'll get those in. And Lamar Jackson rushed for more yards than Saquon did last year. Go.
Yep. Jason, tell them about that double parking podcast you're putting out.
you'll find that real quick.
Where'd he go?
Oh, that's totally in the outtakes.
That's the best.
You can find that at.
I hope he comes on at the end of and that's it.
Wait, how did that happen? He's almost done. How did he just flip out now? Jason!
It was amazing.
That's
at Capology 101, find that guy. He's over there somewhere.
Yes, at Capology 101, you got it.
What is his Twitter handle?
And I'm Mike Finero. I'm Mike Finero at Aardvark TV.
Anteater.
Anteater or Aardvark. With two A's at Aardvark TV and Swags. Where do we find you?
DFF_swag at Rookie Fever at the hell out of here. At you guys probably owe $300 to charity of my choice.
That's out of Finero's dime. I did some non recorded ones.
Effin counts as a swear. I forgot to tell you. Well, that'll be $10 at least.
No, that's not how rules work. Nope. Effin is more classy.
And I was hoping style. Jason would pop back in. All right.
I think the way he said classy was classy.
Effin classy?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you do it. Lamar Jackson's Effin classy. That's
no,
the show title.
Come on.
That's the show title, bro.
That does sound like a title.
And we're effing out of here. We'll be right back. I would love to edit for you.
Oh, you're so sweet.